Do you think there is any justification for this water rationing currently going on in the country?
From their angle, let me explain. As a country, we don't have physical scarcity of water in totality, but we have more of economic scarcity. Economic scarcity because we need a lot of investment to be able to distribute water to people. However, seasonally, and like we are experiencing now, we have some areas where there are scarce water resources, or of course, for distribution to the entire population. So that is the situation. So I wouldn't argue so much because, yes, they are on the ground. They are using the resource to supply water. That is the area that is identified in terms of having problems.
You have indicated earlier that during the wet season, we have lots of water. But the question is then, what happens to preservation? How come we are not able to preserve this water?
That is the issue. And that is what we still seek as a country to do. If you take the northern part especially, indeed, if you look at the northern part of the country, all that we need basically to do as a country is put our conservation structure. Conservation structure could be done to ensure that when we get into the dry season, we should be able to have enough water for our use. I do know that we intend to put up the Balugu Dam, which will be of very significant importance, especially for the northern part of the country, because of the waters that will be coming from Binafaso, from Agri Dam. Lots of rainfall that falls, and we have flooding.
But then, does your commission, that is the Water Resources Commission, have any plans or measures in place to ensure that the water resources we have in the country are used or managed efficiently?
Our focus is on the management. What we do is that we put up the plan and then take it out to relevant authorities and institutions that have the mandate to ask for it to develop the infrastructure for conservation purposes. We need to put in permanent security measures to protect these reservoirs. There is one already that is put in place for the Wager. And indeed, it has significantly helped to reduce the level of encroachment and the pollution of the Wager.
That was the Executive Director of the Water Resources Commission, Benampoma, talking to Bubukle Nogu.